For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor grapes picked from a bramble bush. Albert Einstein said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Psychologists say that the best indicator of future behavior is past behavior. So, a girl meets boy. He's handsome, a sharp dresser, drives a Corvette. He takes her out to fancy restaurants, buys her some jewelry, and she falls in love. Though he gets his money from dealing, he's a real catch. He often says he loves her and can be affectionate, though admittedly he cheats on her from time to time. Still, you'd have to agree he's a sensitive guy, as long as you don't count the times when he abuses her verbally and makes fun of her in front of friends. True, he drinks way too much, and when he drinks, he throws things at her and even hits her. But he can be gentle, too. Other people just don't understand him the way she does. And if he happens to beat her up at night, well, he apologizes in the morning, buys her some flowers, and it's all good, at least until later in the day. And he promises, and she believes, and the circle of insanity goes round and round. And so it is with us children of men. We've got a long track record of looking for love in all the wrong places. St. Peter says we're like dogs returning to our folly. We turn to our folly like dogs return to their own vomit. Or perhaps in this case, I might say, we're like dogs that are always barking up the wrong tree. So it was in the beginning. Planted in Eden's orchard were so many good trees bearing so much good fruit. Every tree was beautiful, and the fruit was always fresh and in season, delicious and pleasing to the eye and good for the body. The kind of fruit that if you ate of it, you'd live forever. And yet with all the wonderful possibilities, with all the berries, kiwi, oranges, peaches, plums, and pomegranates, we end up choosing the one and the only fruit that would in fact poison us. Why do we do that? Well, I guess you could say we're suckers for Satan's charms. He promises the moon. He compliments us and appeals to our vanity. But really, he's no good for us. Just a selfish jerk, only in it for himself. And so it has been throughout all the ages. We fall for those who promise but won't deliver, for those who talk a good game but really care only for themselves. The priests of Asherah and Baal get wealthy, while the priests of the true God are neglected. The chief priests take money from the widows while Jesus is ignored. Muhammad promises conquest and delivers slavery. Century after century, a new snake oil salesman comes onto the scene. A new Joseph Smith, a new Joel Osteen arises, and people flock to him like a girl to an abusive boyfriend. Charlatans are always offering us our best life now, claiming they hold the keys to our success. But when you look at them more closely, you see they're just using you. They're nothing but a show. And yet people keep buying their books, watching their videos, attending their conferences. Another mega church, another smooth preacher, another sales pitch, another program for revitalization, and you're left with nothing. How long will you bark up the wrong tree? But Christ is a different kind of suitor. He's not much of a charmer. He hath no form or comeliness when we see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. He comes not in wealth, but in poverty, not in majesty, but in the form of a servant, not in splendid robes, but average clothes, riding lowly on a donkey. But the thing is, this guy's a good guy. In fact, he's the only really good guy, the only fellow who would make the kind of sacrifices that would make you happy, the only one who cares about you and not himself. Now, he doesn't offer any quick fixes to your problems. In fact, he shows us a way that will involve suffering and hardship. But he'd love you. He'd even work for your love. He'd even, if it came to it, die for you. And of course he did. And so the world seeks happiness where none can be found, looks for it in false religion, in money, in houses, in new wives, in diet and exercise programs, in drugs, in programs for spiritual renewal. But it's all hype. The charmers will forever appeal to our vanity. Follow me and I'll wine and dine you. Why do we listen to them? Why reach for figs when you keep coming up with a handful of thorns? Why buy bread that isn't bread? Why do you think you'll find grapes growing on a bramble bush? But there's a better man, and he offers us a better tree. For on that tree he makes amends for all our bad choices and foolish vanity. On that tree he bleeds for us and makes the sacrifice. And the fruit of that tree is life, and those grapes become for us the joyful wine of salvation.